This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to pop open the hood and invite one of our regular contributors, Mark Evans, ASC Certified Mechanic, to help you out with any issues of the mechanical sort. Along the way, we'll take your calls, maybe play a little bit of trivia. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, or if you prefer the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. Mark and I are also going to talk about a Bugatti, which recently set a record for a production car. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, for those of you coming along for a longer ride, we've got Dan Watson, the guru behind so many knowledgeable areas of specialty in and around oil. He's a certified lubrication specialist and always has lots of advice. And a little bit later on, we'll be joined by a representative of the Motor Trend Group as we talk a little bit about Hot Rod Week 2019. But right now, let's go to the great state of Idaho and bring forth the one and only Mr. Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Well, hi, Bob. Hey, happy 300-mile
hour. Mark, are you with us?
See you.
Well, hopefully he's with us. Chances are there's a button out of place on the board, but I'm in Florida, and the network is in Minnesota, and Mark is in Idaho, and most likely producer McKenzie didn't push a button before he left to put out a fire in another studio. So we'll just hopefully, Mark can hear what we're saying. We're going to enjoy our conversation, our time with Mark. And again, Mark is an ASC certified technician, so I always call this kind of the under the hood section of Auto World, since yours truly is not a mechanic. I come from more the auto journalist side of the fence, the car nut, the enthusiast. And of course, for 10 years, I worked for Motor Trend and was an editor for Cars Direct, and I've written for a lot of different publications. I've written for Edmunds. I've written for Collectible Automobile. I've written for Cigar and Visor magazine, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. I was the auto editor for the now defunct Epic Times, the multimedia platform that former radio talk show host Jerry Doyle had under his umbrella of projects. But unfortunately, we lost Jerry a few years back very quickly and unexpectedly due to a heart attack. And there went Epic Times. Sad loss indeed. Telephone-wise, again, I'll remind you that you can get in if you've recently been to a mechanic and you've had to spend a lot of money, or you're being told that you've got to spend lots of money because you got a broken hoosie dinghy and they're talking language that you don't understand. Well, Mark can translate that for you, and Mark can give you a free over-the-air diagnostic check. It's interesting, I hear a commercial for, shouldn't give them a free plug, but I will, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and it's a very effective commercial in which a family is out on the road on a road trip, and they get a trouble light on their dashboard, and they went to an O'Reilly Auto Parts, and they scanned it for free and found out it was a faulty sensor. And then the local O'Reilly Auto Parts hooked them up with a local dealer nearby, a local mechanic nearby, and this particular family featured in the commercial was all nothing but extraordinarily happy about how it all worked out. And I guess that's true. We'll have to ask Mark at a lot of the auto parts stores. We'll do a free scan. I know sometimes if you go to certain individual repair shops, they will charge you a flat fee to do a scan. Other ones that I've been to in recent months, they charge you, but unless you decide to do the work with them, they don't specifically charge you for the diagnosis, which is a little bit better than those ones that they'll charge you $100 to do a scan and then tell you got to spend $1,200. News that nobody likes to hear at any time. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261. We'll throw out a trivia question, and I'll make it a trivia question from not that long ago. Which automobile manufacturer gave us a vehicle known as the View? V as in Victor, U as in Upper, E as in Ellen. It was kind of a somewhat of a crossover sport utility-esque vehicle. I know a radio friend of mine, Terry Cole, who for many years was my sales manager here for Auto World. She had one of these vehicles. I happened to be behind one of them the other day, and I said to myself, this would make a good trivia question, because I bet you a lot of people have forgotten about this particular brand. They brought us lots of different vehicles. They were around for, oh, I'd say at least 10 to 15 years, and giving you a little bit of a hint here, this company is no longer around anymore. It is no longer being made, and it was a bit of a surprise to some to see this brand go away, but we'll talk about the reasons why after you call in and tell me who makes the View. Who was the auto manufacturer who made the View? Telephone 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. While we may wait for Mark to get on board, just tell you a little bit about Bugatti. Of course, Bugatti is the maker of uber-expensive, super-duper sports cars that cost in excess of $1 million or $2 million or even $3 million. Their hallmark car that ran for many years was the Bugatti Veyron 16-4, and that has now been replaced by a new Bugatti model. I'm not 100% sure on the pronunciation of it. It's C-H-I-R-N. Chiron, I don't know. Bugatti's media people are in Europe and not accessible to us journalists here in North America, so I couldn't find out the exact pronunciation, but recently they did something quite remarkable. The Bugatti Veyron was a car that when put in top speed mode, it had a special key which would do a variety of things. It would lower the car to top speed stance, low off the ground. It would adjust the aerodynamics, and it would unleash all of the horsepower, which was then a W16 power plant with four turbochargers. This new Bugatti Chiron, we'll call it, has got the same thing. It's got a W16 power plant, and it's got eight turbochargers, and it did something quite remarkable in recent days. But now we go to Idaho and bring forth the man himself, Mr. Mark Evans, who slides up to the microphone.
Hey, Bob. Hey, happy 300-mile-an-hour September to you and all our listeners.
That's right, and that's what I was talking about. I cannot believe it that the folks at Bugatti have come up with a vehicle that can do 300 miles an hour. When we get back on the other side, we'll talk about the world record that was set. This is a production vehicle, folks. This is a vehicle that if you have multiple millions of dollars, you can go in and order one. I know boxer Floyd Mayweather has about five of the Veyrons. He's got to get one of these now. Time for a pit stop. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto another world. My voice is a little bit under the weather as I continue to have some occasional voice problems, but hopefully in the months to come we'll see less and less of this, and I'll have my usual radio voice back in full force. We've got a trivia question out there for the taking, and it's about a view. Who made the view? V-U-E. Which manufacturer gave us the view? And again, this car was around, I'd have to say late 90s, early 2000s. So not that long ago. At least not that long ago to me. A couple of people have given us guesses here at bob@autoworldradio.com, but they're going in a different direction. They're throwing a bunch of Asian manufacturers at me. I'm going to tell you an inside scoop here on this vehicle. This was actually an American-made vehicle, so that should narrow your field significantly. Mark Evans joins us from his palatial estate in Idaho, just outside of Boise, where he's got his super deluxe bay and garage and workshop and radio studio all ramped up and ready to go. And Mark, you're right. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about was this Bugatti record. I remember when the original Bugatti Veyron went 250-plus miles an hour and making it the fastest production car in the world. But with this new one, they have eclipsed that.
They have. You know, I want to say something about your trivia question first, though, Bob, so our listeners know that they don't have to watch the show The View in order to get the gift.
Very good. I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I understand Marie Osmond is going to be on The View now. Whoa. Where's the world going, huh?
I don't know. Yeah, I think the world has gone a little bit nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy how old the Marie Osmond and her brother is. Anyway, off topic there. You know, 250 mile an hour is just, that's an odd number. You know why? They just finally rounded it up to 300 plus. What was it, 304? Was their speed?
304. Yep, 304 miles an hour was achieved by a brand new Bugatti Chiron. I don't know how to pronounce it. I can't afford it, so I don't have to worry about it. I think it's Chiron. It's an interesting, Bugatti, of course, is an interesting manufacturer in that, of course, years ago they were like Duesenbergs, and those Bugattis left over from the 1930s are worth multiple millions of dollars these days. But what happened was a gentleman by the name of Ferdinand Peach, he's a German, a part of the Volkswagen group, and he wanted to make the ultimate super-duper-duper sports car, and so he's the one that got the funding going originally for the first Veyrons, and they were very, very diverse offerings in the Veyron lineup over the years, and then last year they came in with this vehicle. They have a couple of special editions of this, and a female journalist friend of mine, it's nice to be there are perks to being a good looking female, because here's what she got to do last year, Mark. This was not in 2019, but she got to do it in 2018. She got to drive this exact Bugatti back from Pebble Beach to Los Angeles. They just handed her the keys.
Now that's a Christmas gift. That really is. That's awesome. Now, and Bob, you think about that. I wonder what the insurance is on that car in order to put the hand, to put the key in the ignition. What do you got to sign? You know?
I know. That's true. Considering they're multiple million-dollar vehicles, they figure the insurance is not going to be an issue, nor will lack of fuel economy with its 8-liter W16. And I noticed, compared to the Veyron, which had 4 turbos, somehow they've got 8 turbos on this new one.
It's getting to the point we might as well put a turbo on every single cylinder, you know? And and what's really neat about this, though, that our listeners might, you know, when you test drive a car, I mean,
Andy Wallace was the lucky person to get that 304 miles an hour out of it. But how they did that, weren't they supposed to test drive it like in Nevada because of the air quality, and they didn't do that?
No, they didn't.
Yeah, and if they would have, they would have probably got even a little bit faster time.
Exactly.
And like that press release we've got it describes the air molecules and how the air is heavier and thinner, you know, and
yes.
In the repair world, I've always had to deal with the barometer of temperatures ever since back living in Boise. It's a four season area, so that means back in the day, remember the Chrysler lean burn systems?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they wouldn't run correctly, Bob, in the September, the month that you and I are sitting in, because of the rains we have here, the humidity, the pressure, the barometers, a little bit. So air molecules means a lot. So these folks, wonder what they would have hit if they would have been in Nevada test driving. That, you know, that's probably the next thing for them.
Yeah, that's probably the next plan. But, yeah, just to tell listeners a little bit more, the track that they utilized in Europe, as Mark said, was not the ultimate track to achieve the highest mile per hour rating. It's more like miles per gallon when you're going that fast, but the mile per hour rating was achieved on a track which was less than ideal. Looked like a beautiful track, Mark, but with those elevation changes, I guess that can do some pretty serious stuff to the boost when it comes to turbos.
Absolutely, absolutely. And drag racing is the same way. Quarter mile drag racing, you know, they different tracks, the Seattle International Raceway out here by us out west versus the Kansas City KCR racetrack. Each car is going to run a little different speeds. But we should share before we run out of time, of course, this hour. Bob, remember the famous Bugatti that was pulled out of the lake?
Tell that story, Mark. That's a great story.
Yeah. Well, Bugatti was founded in 1909, I think?
That sounds about right.
Was when they were founded. Of course, there's something, too, a lot of folks might not know that. What's that? There's two initials on that Bugatti name right above it. The backwards E and a B.
Mm-hmm.
What's that stand for, Bob?
Well, that stands for the founder of Bugatti. There was a Mr. Bugatti.
Yeah. Yeah,
his initials.
His initials. Yeah, and I'm quite proud. Wouldn't you love to have your initials on a nameplate? I would on a car.
Oh sure, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, back in 2009, I remember reading about all this magazines, and of course, you and I we got oil in our veins, so we live and breathe automobile stuff. Back in on July 10th, 2009, they pulled a 1925 Bugatti Type 22 out of the bottom of Lake. I'm going to see if I'll probably butcher the name. Lake Maggiore. It's on the border of Switzerland and Italy. And Mullen Museum in Oxnard, California, bought that car.
Well, hold that thought, Mark.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin spoke on Fox News saying the jobless numbers in the U.S. are probably going to get worse before improvement.
You're going to have a very, very bad second quarter, and then I think you're going to see a bounce back from a low standpoint.
Mnuchin also said there's a bigger risk to the country in keeping businesses closed.
I don't think there's a considerable risk. Matter of fact, I think there's a considerable risk of not reopening. You're talking about permanent economic damage to the American public. We're going to reopen in a very thoughtful way that gets people back to work safely, that has them social distance.
Mnuchin spoke as many states begin to loosen their restrictions on businesses after extended shutdowns designed to slow the spread of the new coronavirus. Another 3.2 million U.S. workers applied for jobless benefits last week, bringing the total to 33.5 million. This is USA Radio News. Three members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, placed themselves in quarantine after contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. Another stark reminder that not even the nation's most secure building is immune from the virus. Also quarantined are Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control, and the Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, Stephen Hahn. Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary tested positive for the coronavirus earlier in the week, making her the second person who works at the White House complex known to test positive for the virus. Tesla CEO Elon Musk threatened to pull the company's factory and headquarters out of California and has sued local officials who have stopped the company from reopening its electric vehicle factory. In a lawsuit filed in federal court, Tesla accused the Alameda County Health Department of overstepping federal and state coronavirus restrictions when it stopped Tesla from restarting production at its factory in Fremont. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We got that trivia question out there, and the name of the vehicle is called the View. Who made it? No, it was not Ford. No, as we spoke about earlier, it wasn't Toyota. It wasn't anything Korean. It isn't a Hyundai. It's an American nameplate that is no more. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. What are you going to get? You're going to get a prize courtesy of Warren Tracy. He's the owner of the Busted Knuckle Garage. So you'll get something really cool. Speaking of really cool, Mark Evans is with us, and we're talking about Bugattis and a very interesting story Mark was telling us about a Bugatti being pulled out of the water. And it's just really a fascinating story, that one, Mark. And certainly you and I have been fortunate enough to be at Pebble Beach, but do you realize that, like, those Type 57 Bugattis, they're worth like $40 million today. One that I know Ralph Lauren has one. At one time, Nicolas Cage had one. $40 million. Can you believe that?
They are unbelievable. Aren't they the value? Talk about, you know, we all think that the price of a car goes down. Well, not on some of these nameplates. The price just keeps going up and up and up. But what's the... Why though, Bob? Why would the price keep going up on certain nameplates? There's got to be a reason. Everybody's always asking me that, Mark. What car should I buy for a collector car? A lot of people might be concentrating on a model, not the nameplate, not the brand. Well, yeah. Geez, the Bugatti has got such a, you know, handbelt. In fact, Bob, you know, a lot of mechanics out there, a lot of shops, a lot of people right now have oil leaks. They've got gaskets that are, of course, rotted and leaking. And Bugatti was one that hand straight, literally, the engine blocks, so no gaskets were needed. That's how precise they are. So when you get down to, now that probably answers the question too. Why is the car so much? Why is it so much money? And a lot of people just see the metal sitting there and say, well, that's just the same metal that I see on another one, just formed a little different. When it gets down to it, you're buying technology and you're buying quality that lasts forever. You know, it's like BMW told me on a on-air interview. Why is there no dipstick? And they said, that's an insult to us. Our cars do not leak oil. They're built correctly. So that's why some of the prices are high. And it's all, now too, Bob, though, do you really want to drive the Bugatti every day to and from the grocery store and work?
No.
I would.
Probably not. No. Even I would not do that. Yeah.
No. Yeah. And I was thinking about, his name is what, Eltor Bugatti, and of course the E and the B is above the Bugatti in the big word, of course, Bugatti. But I was just thinking, my initials would be ME, me.
Yeah,
that might work, Bob. That might work. You know,
you could put that out on a new vehicle with ME on the grill. That would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Bugatti is also, the ones I've seen, like you say, we've been to Pebble Beach and the Meadowbrook and a lot of the awesome one-of-one car shows out there. And with Bugatti, what do you see on, it's almost like aviation. Of course, they were in aviation for a while, but each and every nut and bolt has been wire tied with wire. And, you know, you think about just the time to do that. This work torque, just take the torque wrench out, torque a bolt. How simple is that? Now I want you to start here as a mechanic. You know, can you imagine in their plant, hand built? I want you to start on this bolt and make sure that you wire tie every single bolt in the car. Wow. That takes time. So, gotta tip my hat to the man, the Bugatti, and now they've broke the speed record, my goodness, Bob, where are you going to, you're going to buy one, of course, and where are you going to drive it, though, at 304 miles an hour?
Yeah, that is going to be the question for anybody who's fortunate enough to take delivery of one of these new Bugattis. Like I said, boxer Floyd Mayweather has at least four or five Veyrons, at least. So there's no excuse for him not to get one of these newer ones. But I'm sure he doesn't...
I was going to say, have you heard of price yet? Is there any price out there on the street for the new one?
For the new ones, yeah. Depending on the particular model that you choose and depending on if it's a limited edition volume that they're only making like five of them and that's it. But count on between $2 and $3 million.
And you think about that, that's a lot of money, but in 10 years, what's it going to be worth?
Yeah, no, that's true.
What's your
guess? When you see, like I said earlier, the Bugatti Type 57 from the 1930s being worth $40 million today, when you see the McLaren F1, which was a very unique road car built in the 1990s, Gordon Murray was the gentleman behind it. He took a BMW M engine. It was a 12-cylinder BMW M power plant, put it mid-engine, and then designed this car around it. This is the one that has the steering wheel in the center of the car and two passenger seats on either side of the center driver position. Now, this is a car that sold for about $1 million in 92 or 93, and I remember Jay Leno saying... he looked at it many, many times, but he just couldn't quite buy it for the longest time. And And during that time, the economy was not in the best of shape. They only made 100 of these. Jay, in fact, did end up buying one, as did Ralph Lauren, the clothing guru and also car collector. He has at least one, if not two. And those vehicles today, at auction, I know they sold one at Pebble Beach this past August, a special racing variant of the McLaren F1, and it went for $19 million. So that would have been a nice return on your $1 million investment to have less than 20 years later $19 million in your pocket.
Not too bad, not too shabby. You know, that's absolutely, but gets back to where you're going to find another one. You're going to almost have to rebuy your car back if it ever comes back up on the auction, probably for $40 million later, you know? So,
yeah, exactly. And that little interesting thing you'll find about the McLaren F1, too, there is only one service person certified to work on McLaren F1s. He's in Philadelphia. There's one guy, and he takes care of these vehicles. I mean, usually they're shipped to him via transport. They're not driven to him. But he's the only guy in the entire world that is certified to work on it.
That's exciting. You know, and that's the thing I was going to bring up, is that the Bugatti, with its car of any brand, has moving parts, and eventually parts do wear out. So I would say to myself, which I've been saying, how do these, like that one gentleman, Bob, how did he get to that highest standard to be able to have the rights? You know, talk about what, they may be a monopoly there, huh? One guy, one brand, one mob. And what would he charge to make everybody feel good? Wonder what he charges per hour. You know?
I can only imagine. I mean, some of the research that I've done on Ferraris, of course, when I was a younger person, I always wanted to have a Ferrari sometime in my lifetime, barring a lottery win. I don't think that's ever going to happen, but the maintenance on these cars, you can get a Magnum PI Ferrari, a 308 or 328. You can get them years ago, you get them in the middle 20s. They're now more like 40,000, but you expect to write multiple $1,000 paychecks just for regular maintenance. When we come back, we'll talk about that and lots more. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through DriveShare's car sharing platform, renters can find classic and exotic cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today. If you're an owner of classic cars, I know one gentleman who has five listed, and start earning some extra income. Or rent, and if you use the special code AutoWorld, you will save $50 off your next rental. That's all capitals, AUTOWORLD, all capitals. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. And Mark Evans is with us. And Mark, I want to talk to you about this DriveShare by Hagerty. This is something totally new. It's putting car enthusiasts together. You put in your area code. You should go there and sign up and put in your zip code and put in the Auto World code so you can get the $50 off if and when you ever use it. But this, in my area, about 35 vehicles pop up, and they run the gamut, everything from a couple of exotic cars, Lamborghinis, and a Tesla, we'll call Tesla a somewhat exotic car, but the rest are, you know, 74 Corvettes and 55 Chevys and Acura NSX sports cars and GT500 Mustangs. And folks can rent these from the owner themselves, and Hagerty takes care of all the insurance side of the fence and does all the legwork. It's a pretty cool thing.
It is. That's a really why buy and own when you can, like you say, you can do the ride share.
Exactly.
It's kind of like giving, like you and I, Bob, having new cars every week to test drive to share with our listeners. Now they can go out and drive anything they want to drive at any time. It's a neat idea. It really is.
Absolutely. We got that trivia question out there about the view, and a couple of guesses getting a little closer. Oldsmobile, no. Pontiac, no. We'll leave it out there for a couple more moments. 855-660-4261. Mark, as you were talking about servicing these vehicles, and I was pointing out the just average tune-up on some of these exotic cars, Ferraris, not even the expensive ones, can run you $5,000. I know the Ferrari Testarossa, which was used in the TV show Miami Vice, the white Testarossa that they utilized, the entire engine has to come out to be serviced. There are some older Porsches, older 911 Porsches, air-cooled models. The engine has to come completely out.
Yes, I've got a customer with a Ferrari, Bob, that you say you need some spark plugs put in there, huh? $10,000 later, we'll get that done for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's something that's when you don't answer the phone. I call it an open heart surgery, where you don't get bothered. You can't get bothered. You're not, you're pulling everything out piece at a time and putting it in the stall next to the car. And it's real technical. I don't even know how to say it. If you're not good on memorizing things, you wouldn't make it with this tune-up at all. But today's cars, though, Bob, overall, this is some of the reason why all of our shops out there and dealers are so much money per hour. When you have to do just a simple word as a timing belt, just on a Toyota 4Runner, you got four camshafts. You got a belt that's running all this, plus the water pump, and you've got to take a lot of items out off of the front of the engine in order just to replace a rubber belt. And interference motors, of course, means that if the belt does skip a cog, break a cog, or just wear out, you're going to send a valve into the piston. So, but it's very costly. It takes a brain surgeon anymore. I call myself anymore, Bob, to do a job. Memorization is just nuts. The torque sequences, like Porsche Boxer, for example, they have the valve covers that there's zero gaskets, like we're talking on the Bugatti, hand shaved from the factory, zero aluminum to aluminum, but they use the valve cover gasket, the valve cover, to hold down the two cams on that pancake engine. And when you start undoing 36 bolts on one side, what you're doing is not only undoing the valve cover, but you're actually releasing the camshafts off the engine. So you got to know what you're doing, and if you don't, you're going to, remember the old story, that you take that thing apart in the spring, and the spring goes boing. Uh oh, where'd that go? I'm getting older in that age, of course. There's certain makes and models I say no to. Can't do it because I don't know it. I don't want the spring to fly across the shop floor and then sit there and scratch my head and say, well, it looks like I owe this gentleman an engine, this lady an engine. It's very technical.
Exactly.
So I myself, I mean, I'm talking from experience. I just had I could not flash a BCM. In a Cadillac Escalade. It's called a body control module. And this is how technical, a lot of our listeners have the Cadillac Escalades, the Denali models. And have you had your brake lights? If their brake lights have stayed on, and just they can't get the brake lights to turn off, and it finally burns the socket up, burns the plastic lenses up. The BCM, the body control module, is bad. And so at that point, I can put the body control module in, but I can't flash it. Only the dealer has the proper equipment to flash that computer. So, I'm just telling the truth. Not all of the independents out there can do and know everything. And so the price just keeps going up and up and up as these 304-mile-an-hour cars are being built. you got to make sure that you can keep them going. Make sure in 10 years that car is not only worth $100 billion, but it can still go 304 miles an hour. So
exactly.
I tip my hat to them to be able to make an engine to go that, to spin that fast. And what weight of oil? I do know the Ferraris are triple aught, 000 weight. So
wow.
For our Yeah, so for our listeners, you know, 5:30, the 10:30, the 10:40, the 20:50 is, of course, you can talk to Dan in the next hour about all that. And that's a good topic to talk about is we need very, 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 very thin oil to be able to go through a Bugatti engine in order for it to spin at that high rate of speed. It's gonna dynamite if somebody puts 5:30 in it.
Yes, so, exactly.
Very good topic for him, you know, a triple lot oil. Have you ever had any of that on your fingers?
No, I haven't.
It's so thin, I'm telling you, it's just a wild thing to have on your fingers to fill. It's a lot thinner than water. And
wow.
So, yeah, and you can't, when you're building such a precise engine like Bugatti is and Ferrari, et cetera, the clearances between the metal journal and the bearing are so thin that they don't have any room to put oil in there, you know, between that clearance. That's why you have to have someone out there, oil maker-wise, has got to build an oil that's triple aught and 0.0040s. So it's a great topic for Dan to talk to everybody about. And I've had it, seen it, put it in some Ferraris, and you just do as the owner's manual says, or you go kaboom with an engine.
Absolutely. I myself have never driven or ridden in a Bugatti Veyron, let alone this new one, but I have sat in them, and that's the thing that's amazing. And the thing that I find amazing is, you know, here's a car capable of extreme high performance, and yet it is a complete luxury car on the inside with the finest leathers, the finest metals. It's got a dual clutch gearbox, so just two pedals, no needing to have a clutch pedal, and it offers a high-end stereo and everything else. They truly are works of art for celebrities. I believe Tom Cruise had a Veyron at one time. Simon Cowell from America's Got Talent. And where else did he play for many, many years? Of course, American Idol. Yeah, he has one of these Bugatti Veyrons. But it's time to upgrade to the new Veyron, the new 304-mile-an-hour Chiron.
Absolutely. And you know, I've got to say this, just the smell, you know, we've all had or had a taste of the smell of a new car. What does that new Bugatti smell like when you climb into the cockpit? That's all I want to know.
Exactly. It's something you never forget. There's no question about it. We'll solve the trivia question here since no one got it. The answer is Saturn. Saturn made the view, and Saturn is no more part of the General Motors reorganization. Mark, thanks for your time. We'll talk soon. I'm Bob Long.
Always.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.